福音第七章的第七节啊，我们来对祷告啊，做一些思考跟互相的勉励。
Before our afternoon prayer, we're going to refer to Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 to ruminate upon the attitude of prayer.
我们请看马太福音第七章第七节。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 7.
第七节，你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
Verse 7, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you.
我们可以用这个经节，我们来看啊，祷告的三个层面。
And from this verse, we can actually see the three elements of prayer.
啊，第一个，我们早上提到祷告，我们很单纯的，好像儿女啊，向天父来做祈求。
This morning, we learned that we must pray simply, just as a child prays.
那对我们的天父跟对父母啊，其实有一点点的不一样。
Toward our heavenly Father and our earthly parents, the way we pray is a little different.
啊，在我们还小的时候，我们通常很少有那个对父母那种用感谢的心来要求父母，来请求父母。
When we are young, it was very rare for us to have an attitude in which we sincerely asked from our parents and had thanksgiving.
很多时候一直到我们长大了。
And it was not until we grew to adulthood that we were able to understand that.
当我们也结了婚，当我们自己有了小孩。
When we have married and then we had our own children.
我们才更能够去体会到这个父母亲的爱。
Then we can better understand the love of our parents.
但是时间已经过去了。
But then the time has passed.
我们过去真的常常不晓得用感谢的心来要求我们的父母亲。
So we have totally not understood how to have the spirit of thanksgiving in appreciating our parents.
那有了这样的经验，我们对我们的天父就不要再有这样的错误。
And so let us not have this type of situation toward our Father, our Heavenly Father. We must have a heart of thanksgiving in prayer and requests from God, toward God.
就好像小孩子在跟父母亲要东西一样，那么的单纯。
Just as simply as a child wants something from his or her parents.
那在马太福音七章第七节告诉我们第二个，我们也要很用心的啊，这个来寻找。
And we must in the second part of this verse says that we must seek with intensity.
在这个祷告啊，也是一种用心来寻找的时刻。
We must truly use our hearts and when we pray.
请看耶利米书二十九章。
Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 29. Jeremiah chapter 9 verse 11.
29章11节。
29 verse 11.
主说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。
Verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope.
这个经节给我们一个很大的安慰。
This verse gives us a great comfort.
常常我们对神的在我们生活当中的作为，我们不明白。
And in our everyday lives, we may not understand this meaning.
甚至会让我们怀疑说，神还爱我吗？
Then we may have doubts in our head that ask us if God really truly loves us.
如果神爱我，为什么神让我遭遇这些事情？
If God loves us, why does He allow us to endure such sufferings?
那这里这个经节就给我们一个很得安慰的答案。
And this verse actually provides us a very comforting answer.
这里说，其实神所怀的意念是要给我们平安的。
And it is that what God hopes for us is that He wants to give us peace.
神是要给我们有盼望的。
He wants to give us a hope.
十二节
，verse 12。
你们要呼求我，祷告我，我就应允你们。
Verse 12, then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you.
无论如何，我们还是可以向神来祷告，向神来呼求。
Regardless how, we can still come forth to God and pray and ask Him for anything.
不但我们有时候会不明白神的旨意。
Sometimes we may not understand God's will.
就是那些古圣徒，我们所羡慕的古圣徒，他们也有不明白神旨意的时候。
It is our olden prophets in the Bible that also did not understand God's will.
虽然他们不明白，但是我们也看到他们却仍然不断地来向神祷告，向神呼求。
Even if they didn't understand, they still steadfastly prayed.
十三节
，verse 13.
你们寻求我，若专心地寻求我，就必行见。
13. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart.
祷告的其中的一个层面就是用心的在寻找。
One facet of prayer is that we fully use our hearts to seek.
寻找的目的就是要找到，就是要发现。
The aim of pursuit is to want to find and then realize.
那所以祷告是一种的发现。
So prayer is a type of realization or discovery.
祷告要让我们发现神的爱。
Prayer allows us to discover God's love.
我们知道爱在我们的生活当中是不可缺少的。
In our lives, love should not be lacking.
有时候我们会说这是一个缺少爱的社会。
Sometimes we say that society is a world that lacks love.
有时候因为我们感受不到爱，所以我们觉得我们非常的可怜。
Because we cannot feel love, then we feel that we are quite pitiful.
所以每一个人都在追求爱。
So many people are in the pursuit of love.
有时候小孩子他没有办法表达，但是他所需要的就是爱。
Many times a child cannot express, but what he or she really needs is love.
有个姐妹啊，她在一个家庭里头啊，这个做管家。
There's a certain sister in the household who is the guardian or head of the household.
这家庭里头有一个大概只有三岁大的这个小男孩。
And in this family, there was a three-year-old boy.
那这个男主人、女主人事业做很大，他们都很忙。
So the guardians of the house were always really busy.
那我们这姐妹啊，就发现说，这小小的小孩啊，他不懂得表达，但是你可以感觉到他需要爱。
This certain sister realized this young boy, it was hard for him to express his feelings, but what he really needed was love.
这个有时候这个姐妹她在忙。
So many times when this sister was busy,
这个小男孩呢就要缠着她。
This little boy would sort of need her.
那这个姐妹就说，你抱住阿姨的大腿，让你抱一下，阿姨很忙，阿姨还要做其他事情。
She said to the little boy that you can go ahead and clasp onto my leg. I'm a little bit busy now, but you can still clasp onto my leg.
那一下子之后就说，那你要松开手了，阿姨要忙其他的事情。
And when I need to go, you can let go of your hands and I have to go to take care of my affairs.
纵然是这样一刹那抱住这个阿姨的腿，这小孩子就觉得很满足啊。
When this little boy embraces onto the sister's leg, he felt very content.
所以我们这姐妹说，小孩他不懂得表达，但是不会说，但是他所让人感觉就是他需要爱。
Even though the little boy cannot express with verbally, he was able to.
他需要，他没有办法。
But he needed love.
那有时候我们觉得说，我生活当中好像少了什么。
And so in our lives, we may think, what is it that we have lacked?
我们说不上来，但是总是觉得少了什么。
So we cannot probably conjure up what it is that we're missing.
常常我们需要，我们缺少了爱。
Many times it is that we are lacking love.
最大的爱，神的爱。
And the biggest love is the love from God.
祷告让我们找到神的爱。
Prayer allows us to find God's love.
请看罗马书第五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章第五节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 5.
第五节，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们的心里。
Verse 5. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death,Certainly we also shall be...
第六章，第五章第五节。
I'm so sorry. apologize. Chapter 5, verse 5. Now hope that does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us.
神给我们最大的盼望是我们肉眼现在还没有看见的。
And God has given us a greatest hope in which we still cannot see with our eyes.
那这也是真正的盼望。
And this is the truest and greatest hope.
那为什么还没有看见，但是我们能够有这个真实的盼望？
Why is it that we still can't see this hope, but then we still keep on to this hope?
因为神的爱充满我们。
Because God's love encompasses us.
一个爱你的人，他给你的应许，你是还没有得到，但是你会觉得他是真实的。
For one that loves you, even though they give you a promise that you can't see, you will believe that this is true.
因为爱就是答案。
Because love is the answer.
那这里说，这个圣灵将神的爱来浇灌在我们的心里。
And so God uses His love to rest on our hearts.
爱呀，常常要有一个具体的，具体的这种表现，让人去感受。
Love has to have some kind of an expression for us to feel it.
但是神的爱啊，超过了这样子的爱。
But God's love transcends this.
纵然有时候我们并没有看到什么具体的事情。
Even though sometimes we can't even see an example or a manifestation of this.
但是我们心中充满着爱。
But our hearts are filled with love.
这就是从圣灵来的，圣灵将神的爱来浇灌在我们心里。
And this is all stemming from the Holy Spirit that we can accomplish and feel this love.
所以常常弟兄姐妹会说神好爱我。
Many times brothers and sisters say that God truly loves me.
倒不是说发生了什么重大的这个很大的什么神迹奇事。
And it's not that some very amazing miracle has happened.
那在就是在祷告里头发现了，体会到了。主耶稣基督的爱。
But then it is simply and merely from the prayer that they experience God's love.
这个爱啊，带来力量。
From this love comes power.
所以从祷告里头，我们会可以发现，我们能够拥有力量。
From love we can experience this power.
怎样的力量呢？
And what kind of power is this?
胜过我们软弱的力量。
A power that has gone through our weaknesses.
请看哥林多前书第九章。
Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
哥林多前书九章二十七节。
1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 27.
二十七节，我是攻克己身，叫身唬我，恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。
Verse 27. But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others,I myself should become disqualified.
在这里，保罗也就是在承认说，他也有这个人的软弱。
Paul proclaims here that he has also human weaknesses.
所以啊，他也需要来胜过自己的软弱。
That is why he needs to transcend his weaknesses.
因为这个跟我们的得救也是有关系的。
Because this has a direct relation with our salvation.
我们如果能够胜过我们的软弱，
If we can transcend our weaknesses,
我们能够荣耀神，
then we can glorify God.
我们对得救也有更大的把握，
then toward our salvation we will have a greater hope.
所以保罗他有他的软弱，
Paul has his certain set of weaknesses.
我们每一个人有我们每一个人的软弱。
And then each and every one of us have our own unique set of weaknesses.
我们每一个人都必须要去胜过我们的软弱。
And each and every one of us has to transcend and to triumph over these weaknesses.
很多人都很努力的要来胜过自己的软弱。
Many people have to put the earnestness into transcending their weaknesses.
在成长的过程里头，我们都很清楚的认识了、知道了自己的软弱是什么。
And he or she has noticed what their weaknesses are through the spiritual journey.
比如说有人有一些坏习惯，这个是这么明显的 一定知道这就是我的软弱。
For instance, so and so may notice that he or she has these typical habits.
那很多人就是一直被自己的软弱所捆绑。
But then others are continued to be enchained by their own weaknesses.
祷告让我们发现我们能够胜过我们的软弱。
Prayer lets us realize that we can transcend them.
请看腓立比书第四章。
Let's please turn to Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书四章十三节。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 13.
腓立比书四章十三节。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 13.
我靠着那加给我力量的凡事都能做。
Verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
我们下午所 听到叶弟兄的见证啊，这就是一个很好的例子。
This afternoon we had heard from Brother Ye's testimony, which is a great example.
他说他在受洗之前啊，他常常很感动的，不自主的这个泪流满面。
He said that before baptism, many times that he would be moved to tears.
那也常常在祷告当中，他是流着泪的。
And that during many of his prayers, he would then shed tears.
那我记得在他要报名受洗的那一个晚上的那个最后一次的祷告，他也是非常的感动的。
I remember that night, but when he during his last night of prayer, he also was moved with tears and also wanted to baptize.
在祷告里头，真的他发现的这个力量。
And in prayer, he certainly felt this power.
所以当他读这个信徒生活须知啊，他知道一个基督徒啊是不应该抽烟。
So when he had read these guidelines on the Christian life, it said that cannot smoke.
所以他没有经过戒烟的这种过程，就这样子就戒烟了。
So then he has never gone through a lifestyle where he stopped smoking, but then just from the guidelines, just from being in church, he was able to stop smoking.
有一个作家说戒烟还不容易，我已经戒了100次。
So the certain author said that it's very easy to it's not easy to
it's
stop
very easy.
It's very easy to stop smoking. I've stopped it 100 times.
其实意思就是说不容易啊。
Actuality means it's not that easy.
所以祷告让我们发现我们能够有行道的力量。
So from prayer we can realize that we have a power that allows us to take actions.
今天我们也常常发现人是物质很丰富，但是人活得不快乐。
Today in our lives we feel that there's so much freedom, but then we still cannot live life very happily.
这个物质很丰富，很丰盛。
There are so many bountiful things of this world.
应该会带给人快乐。
These things should bring us happiness.
但是人还是要很刻意的去寻找快乐。
But then we still have to go and find this happiness.
那意思就是说，其实我们所拥有的常常并不能够真正带给我们快乐。
What this means is that what we physically possess may not bring us happiness.
所以我们很多的人还是要继续的去找各种不同给自己带来快乐的事情。
That is why people have to go on the pursuit of happiness.
但是可能会有一下子的快乐。
And they may enjoy a temporary happiness.
但是马上一下子又要去找别的。
But then they'll have to search for another pleasure.
祷告要让我们发现真正的喜乐。
Prayer must allow us to realize the true joy.
我们请看罗马书十四章。
Let's please turn to Romans chapter 14.
罗马书十四章十七节。
Romans chapter 14 verse 17.
十七节，因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。
17. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
为什么神的国是这么的重要，这么的美好？
Why is the kingdom of God so important and so beautiful in this way?
为什么我们一定要进入神的国？
Why do we Why must we enter the kingdom?
好，为什么主耶稣会这么清楚地告诉我们，怎样才能够进入神的国？
Why does God clearly tell us how to get into the kingdom?
啊，主耶稣告诉我们，啊，人必须要从水和圣灵来重生，才能够进入神的国。
God said that we must be born of water and spirit in order to enter His heavenly kingdom.
啊，那到底神的国里头，啊，到底这个神的国为什么这么好，这么重要？
What is the reason for this heavenly kingdom being so important to us?
在人的生活里头，吃喝这是最基本的，所以它也是最重要的。
So in a man's life, eating and drinking are very two essential elements, so it's very important.
啊，所以这个难怪啊，这个在过去啊，我成长的这个环境里的这个文化里头啊。人一见面常常问说你吃饱了没
So that's why in culture and in everyday society when I meet people they always ask me have you eaten yet
啊，吃很重要
And it's because eating is very important
啊，能够吃得好也让人觉得蛮快乐的
If we can eat bountifully then it is an example of happiness
啊，但是说神的国超过了这些
But then the heavenly kingdom transcends above all this
啊，我们想想看让我们快乐的事情，如果它没有了
，What makes us happy in this world if we don't have it？
那么我们就没有快乐了。
Then we don't have happiness。
哦，所以人所追求、所得到的快乐，它是有条件的。
And so what man pursues after in this world, there are certain conditions。
而神的国超越了这些条件。
But then the heavenly kingdom transcends all these conditions。
啊，这里说到，在神的国里头是有公义、有和平。
And in God's kingdom, there is righteousness and peace.
还有加上圣灵中的喜乐。
And there is also joy in the Holy Spirit.
啊，在祷告里头，让我们发现了喜乐。
And it allows us to experience joy in prayer.
而且这种喜乐啊，是别人没有办法夺去的。
And this is a joy that others can't take away from you.
哦，意思就是说，它是没有什么条件的。
And it means that this joy is unconditional.
哦，我刚才说过，人所得到的快乐，它总是有条件的。
So I spoke before about the worldly happiness has a limit or a condition.
条件拿走了，就没有了快乐。
If you take away the condition, then there is no happiness.
圣灵里头的喜乐，它是人没有办法夺去的。
But the joy in the Holy Spirit, one cannot take away.
我们请参考约翰福音十六章。
Let's look at John chapter 16.
约翰福音十六章二十二节。
John chapter 16 verse 22.
二十二节，你们现在也是忧愁，但是要啊，我要再见你们，你们的心就喜乐了。这喜乐也没有人能夺去。
Verse 22. Therefore, you now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and your joy no one will take from you.
这里主耶稣说我要再见你们
Over here it says Jesus Christ said that he would meet us again、
哦、这个所谓再见你们指着就是他所应许的圣灵
What he means when he sees us again is that this Holy Spirit will manifest、
哦、主耶稣说我不撇下你们为孤儿
Jesus Christ said that I will not leave you as orphans、
哦、我要再到你们这里来
I will be here once again
我要永远跟你们同在
I want to be with you forever.
主耶稣所指的就是那应许的真理的圣灵。
And this is directing or pointing to the Holy Spirit.
啊，这个圣灵是主耶稣所应许的。
Holy Spirit is Jesus Christ's promise to us.
我们每一个人在生活当中，我们都需要拥有喜乐。
And in our lives, we must need to have this joy.
所以这个应许的圣灵，它是一个普遍性的恩赐。
And this.Promise of Holy Spirit is a simple,
a general
blessing gift.
意思就是说，每一个人他都应该领受，而且可以领受的。
And this is a gift that everybody can experience and partake in.
哦，所以主耶稣说，当你们再见到我，你们心里就喜乐了。
And that Jesus Christ said, "I will see you again, and then your heart will be rejoiced."
而且这个喜乐没有人能够夺去。
And this is a joy that no one can take away from you.
啊，照着神的应许，他将他的灵放在我们里面。
And from this promise, he was able to put or instill the Spirit into our hearts.
我们的财物，人可以把我们抢走。
our wealth can be stolen from us.
哦，圣灵人没有办法把我们抢走。
But Holy Spirit cannot be taken away from us.
哦，圣灵中的喜乐。
And this is the joy that we can experience from Holy Spirit.
哦，我们今天没有介绍哈，我们在座有一位林姐妹哈，她是两个礼拜前在 Garden Grove 教会受洗的。
We have a sister Lynn among today from Garden Grove that was recently baptized.
哦，她就亲自体验了。在圣灵当中的那种喜乐
She was able to feel very closely the joy in the Holy Spirit.
好，我们等一下祷告会完，他如果还有时间留着，我们可以啊跟他分享一下。
After our prayer session, if we have time, we can share with us her feelings.
啊，因为生活当中的事情，所以他有一阵子他觉得他都一直没有快乐。
There was a time when things were not going so smoothly.
他觉得都生活中没有快乐。
And that life had no happiness.
哦，他很谦卑、很诚恳地求主耶稣说：“你给我一点点快乐。”
She humbly asked the Lord, "Can you please grant me some happiness?"
啊，他体验到了在圣灵当中的喜乐。
And then she had felt the joy from Holy Spirit.
啊，我们人受限于时间跟空间。
Man.For humankind are confined by time and space.
这也是我们人最大的软弱之一。
And this is one of the greatest shortcomings or weaknesses of man.
祷告让我们发现我们能够超越时间跟空间。
Prayer allows us to realize that we can transcend time and space.
请看路加福音二十二章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 22.
路加福音二十二章三十一节。
Luke chapter 22, verse 31.
三十一节，主又对西门啊，主又说：“西门，西门，撒旦想要得着你，好塞你们，像塞麦子一样。”
31. And the Lord said, "Simon, Simon, indeed Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat."
三十二节，但我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心。你回头以后，啊，要坚固你的弟兄。
32. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail, and when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren.
带着血肉之体的主耶稣，他也像人一样受了这个时空的限制。
Jesus, in the same way, had experienced the fleshly.
主耶稣带着血肉之体。
He had brought the blood,
the flesh.
The flesh.
所以主耶稣他也。受限制于时间跟空间。
So he has also experienced the time and space confinement.
但是我们看到主耶稣给我们留下这个榜样。
But then Jesus Christ left us for an example.
祷告让我们超越了时间跟空间。
Prayer allows us to transcend time and space.
主耶稣为彼得的将来祷告。
And Jesus had prayed for Peter's future.
主耶稣知道彼得将会落入软弱里头。
Jesus knew that Peter would undergo weaknesses.
主耶稣为他将来的这个软弱已经祷告了。
Jesus had already prayed for his weaknesses in the future.
所以主耶稣知道彼得他会再恢复信心的。
Jesus knew that Peter would doubt in his faith.
今天我们常常就是受限制于这个时空里头的这个软弱。
Many times in our lives, we are confined by the time and space.
有那个长大的父母亲更能够体会。
And for those
儿女长大了的那种父母亲
，for the parents that had children grown up, they can vividly experience this.
这个很多时候儿女长大了，他必须要离开他因为环境，他必须要离开父母亲。
When children grow up, they must leave the household.
一般的父母亲再怎么样，儿女再大了，他还是爱自己的儿女。
A certain type of parent would, after the child grows up, the parent would still love the child.
父母亲看不到儿女了。
But then the parent may not visibly see the children.
但是父母亲仍然能够有个平安的心。
But if the parents can have a peaceful heart.
因为在祷告里头，他发现，父母亲发现，他能够超越了时空。
That's because they've had very peaceful prayer and that they can transcend their worries.
人没有办法到儿女的身旁。
Man cannot go be by the side of the children.
但是祷告能够到达儿女的生活里头。
But then through prayer, that can be by the side or surround the children.
有很多的弟兄姐妹，他们流着泪做见证。
And so many brothers and sisters have had a similar type of testimony.
我今天之所以还能够站在这里来做见证。
And saying that, today for me, I've been able to be physically here to testify.
眼泪就流下来了，因为有爱我的父母亲不断地为我祷告。
And so-and-so cries because their parents have never-endingly prayed for them.
虽然他们不在我身边，但是他们的祷告就在我的身上。
Even though they're not by my side physically, their prayer is with me.
这多么的好。
How great this is.
祷告让我们发现在主耶稣基督里头的价值。
Prayer also allows us to realize our worth in God, or value.
我们在生活当中，我们也常常在追求所谓的价值。
And in our lives, we're constantly trying to pursue for this value in Christ.
我们常常为了那个认为有价值的人或者事情，我们在努力。
And so when we constantly pursue for those things in our life that are valuable.
但是也常常让我们失望。
But then sometimes we fail in this pursuit.
因为我们发现那个并不是真正的价值。
Because then we realized those things that we're pursuing for are not of true value.
做一个基督徒实在是好。
Being a Christian is good.
我们发现了那个真正的价值。
We truly understand the true value.
在发现在耶稣基督里头的价值。
We really experience the true value of being in Christ.
所以保罗他说，他能够看万事好像粪土一样。
So Paul says that he can look at all these things of this world as rubbish.
为了要得着基督。
In order to gain in Christ.
真正的价值是在主耶稣基督。
And the true value can only be found in Christ.
为什么发现价值这么重要？
Why is finding the true value so important?
发现真正的价值，人生才会有真正的方向。
And it's because then we can have a direction in our lives.
旧约时代的这些古圣徒也是同样的情形。
And it is the same situation for the Testament, the prophets from the Old Testament.
请看诗篇十六篇。
Let's look at Psalm chapter 16.
诗篇十六篇。
Psalm chapter 16.
这是大卫的诗。
This is a Psalm of David.
那大卫也是一个祷告的人。
And David is a prayerful person.
因为诗篇有很多都是大卫祷告的诗。
And as you know, in Psalm, there are many prayers of Psalms by David.
大卫在祷告里头，他发现了那个神的价值。
And in David's prayers, he often felt the true value in God.
请看十六篇的第二节。
Let's look at the 16th Psalm, verse 2.
我的心哪，你曾对主说，你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。
Verse 2, O my soul, you have said to the Lord, You are my Lord. My goodness is nothing apart from you.
第五节
Verse 5,
主是我的产业，是我杯中的份，我所得的，你为我持守。
O Lord, verse 5, O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You maintain my lot.
这里第二节大卫说，我的好处不在你以外。
In verse 2, David says, My goodness is nothing apart from you.
大卫的人生里头也曾经有过很大的挫折。
In David's lives, there are many wrongdoings.
很大的 frustration.
A lot of frustrations.
但是他能够有一个这个正确的人生的方向。
But he is able to have a life that is of correction in a very up. He has a life of uprightness.
有真正的价值，才能够让我们胜过我们的环境。
To be able to have this true value allows us to transcend our surroundings.
我们常常随着环境，我们常常受着我们的环境，会受我们的环境来左右我们。
Many times we are influenced by our environment that causes us to waver to and fro.
哦，这也是我们的软弱。
And this is actually one of our weaknesses.
哦，那在祷告里头，我们能够胜过这样的软弱。
And in prayer, we can transcend among this.
哦，因为在祷告里头，神可以打开我们的心眼。
Because through a prayer, God can allow us to open the eyes of our heart.
哦，让我们能够看清楚那个真正的价值。
To perceive very clearly the true value.
以利沙先知求神打开他仆人的眼睛。
Elisha prayed so that his servant's eyes could be opened.
哇，当他仆人眼睛打开了。
And when his servant's eyes were opened,
他的仆人就不再害怕。
Then his servant was not afraid.
好，我们在祷告里头可以求神来打开我们的眼睛。
And in prayer, we can ask the Lord to open the eyes of our hearts.
啊，我们就会发现真正的价值在哪里。
And then we really realize just exactly where is this true value.
啊，我们就可以明白，在这条信仰的道路上来追求，这是好的无比的。
Then we can understand in our pursuit of in our spiritual life that this is inevitable.
我们请看约翰福音第六章。
Let's look at John chapter
6.
John chapter 6.
约翰福音六章六十八节。
John chapter 6 verse 68.
六十八节，西门彼得回答说：“主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？”
Verse 68. But Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? And you have the words of eternal life."
哇，这个西门彼得，这个心是多么的啊，多么的平安。主啊，我是归属你的。
Simon Peter's heart was that peaceful in which he said.That he would follow him.
啊，我属于你。
I will belong to you.
这个是一个很大的、很大的一个幸福。
And this is a great blessing.
啊，无论发生什么事情，主耶稣，我属于你。
And regardless of whatever happens in life, Lord, I belong to you.
这个是让在我们祷告里头，我们可以去发现的。
And this is something that we can truly experience in prayer.
哦，所以我们常常会说到啊，某某人他是现代的耶伯。
So we can say sometimes that so and so is this generation's Job.
他也遭遇了很多很多人觉得不公平，或者说啊，是这个啊是苦难。
And he or she has gone through a lot of adversities and sorrows in life.
啊，但是他仍然很坚强的。活得好好的
But then he or she can be very strengthened and live fine in their lives.
因为无论发生什么事情，他属于主耶稣。
Because of regardless what happens in their life, he or she considers God to be very focal in their life.
多么坚强，多么美好的人生。
And it is how great it is to have such a strengthened and happy life.
祷告的一个层面就是寻找。
And so one facet of prayer is to seek and pursue.
啊，借着祷告，我们来寻回失落的人。
And from prayer, we can then realize or find those who are lost.
请看出埃及记三十二章。
Let's look at Exodus chapter 32.
出埃及记三十二章三十节。
Exodus chapter 32, verse 30.
三十节，到了第二天，摩西对百姓说：“你们犯了大罪，我如今要上主那里去，或者可以为你们赎罪。”
Verse 30. Now it came to pass on the next day that Moses said to the people, "You have committed a great sin. So now I will go up to the Lord. Perhaps I can make atonement for your sin."
这些以色列人在旷野路上，他们成为失落的人。
These Israelites that were on this path were lost.
啊，因为他们犯了大罪，他们得罪了神。
And it's because they had sinned greatly against the Lord.
罪让他们跟神远离了。
Sin had caused a chasm between them and God.
罪让他们必须要被灭绝在这旷野路上。
Sin allow them to become stuck in this wilderness.
所以这些以色列人，他们成为失落的人。
And so that is why they became a lost people.
在这里，摩西来为他们祷告。
And in this situation, Moses prayed for them.
在祷告里头，摩西发现他能够找回这些失落的人。
And in prayer, Moses realized that he was able to bring back this lost, the lost.
因为神听了摩西的祷告。
Because God heard Moses' prayer.
神答应摩西，不现在就把这些人给灭绝。
God promised that he would not cause these people to perish now.
在我们的生活里头，我们周遭也有一定会有我们所认识的失落的人。
And in our lives, we will come in contact with those who are lost.
有一些可能是我们自己的亲戚。
And those might be ones in our family.
有一些可能是我们过去很要好的朋友。
It might be those that we were our cherished friends.
他们在信仰的道路上面，他们失落了。
And in their lives, in their faith, they have been lost.
在生活当中，或许我们跟他们还有联络。
And in our lives, we may still have contact with them.
但是我们可以谈生活的事情，他不愿意我们再跟他谈信仰的事情。
We perhaps can talk to them about things in life, but regarding things of faith, they would not discuss.
真的，有人失落了。
So it is very true that there are people among us that have been lost.
我们是多么希望他们重新回到这个大家庭里头来。
We truly hope that they can join back into this fold.
祷告让我们能够来找回这些失落的人。
Prayer allows us to once again find our lost ones.
我们周遭或许还有我们所爱的人，他还没有归主。
And maybe there are those among us that we truly love that still have not joined the fold or joined God.
这些人也是失落的人。
And these are ones that are lost too.
我们多么希望他们能够跟我们一起来同享主的恩典。
We hope ever the more for them to experience God with us.
祷告要让我们发现，我们可以找回这些失落的人。
Prayer will let us realize we can be able to find these lost ones.
这就是为什么不但摩西，好多这些古圣徒，他们都为了这个百姓来祷告。
That's why Moses and numerous prophets from the Old Testament were able to seek out the lost.
撒母耳纵然到他年老的时候，他说他会继续不断的为百姓来祷告。
In the elderly days of Samuel, he said that he would steadfastly pray for the Israelites.
但以理他甚至禁食来为自己的同胞祷告。
Daniel also prayed for his people.
他们都从祷告里头发现他们能够找回这些失落的人。
And they were able to realize from prayer that they could seek out the lost.
我们请再看马太福音第七章。
Let's also look at Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音第七章第八节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 8.
因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他们开门。
Verse 8, for everyone who seeks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened.
今天下午我们谈到祷告的第二个层面，寻找。
This afternoon we have discussed the second facet of prayer, which is to seek with intensity.
那这一个祷告的那种程度啊，就跟第一个祷告那个祈求，它是有点更进一步的。
And then this degree of prayer compared to the first element actually even goes a step deeper into this the realization of what prayer is.
那我们在祷告当中，我们稍微思想一下这些古圣徒他们所谓的这种寻找的祷告是怎么来做这样的祷告。
Then in our prayers we can ruminate upon just how the prophets from the old days were able to experience prayer with intensity.
所以我们不但只是单纯的做祈求，我们现在也一起来做这个寻找的祷告。
Not only do we just simply ask in our prayer, we can go deeper and we can seek with intensity.
我们求主耶稣圣灵亲自带领我们。
We ask God for the Holy Spirit to continue to guide us.
啊，让我们寻找就寻见。
To allow us to seek and find.
啊，我们现在可以的话，我们请一起到前面来祷告。
And now, if you can, please come up to the front to pray.
啊，求主耶稣照着他的对祷告的应许来成全。
Let's ask God to fulfill His promise through prayer.